我真的先喝开，in the middle of the olive, others just start in the middle of the olive. Umuta litain mizainais lefanov b'chotzer. One is permitted to give a goy mizainis in the chotzer. V'im netolam v'yotza einis kalkinloi. That means we have learned, we will be learning that there is an issue for a goy to take out something mibeis Yisrael, because there's an issue of marasayin. It would seem that the yid sent him, the yid told him to take it out. So therefore, we said the mechaber says as follows: Mutalitim mizaynis lefanav b'chotzer la'ochma. You give it to him in the chotzer to eat. That is the intent. I'm giving him food to eat. Shin chof hei siv alef. V'im the tolam the yotza, but if I gave it to him, and he went and took this food, the yotza, and he left. Ein nishkokin loy. So then, we don't stop it. Shin chof hei siv alef. Shin chav hei zif alef. Yeah. Sayin is talking like. Let us just see the Mishnah Berurah on this. La'ochla. He gives his cotton dalet that you give it to the goy. Afilu yimeinei meforish loy sheyoichal. Even though he doesn't tell him the Feirish to eat it, Tam Tein Shari, the Mistomei Yoichol Shom. Mistomei, he will eat it. So, the guy comes into my chotzer, I give him food. In Mistomei, there is a mutual understanding that Shechashin Chotei, yes. No, you don't have it. It's next Chalik, yeah. The Mistameh Yoichol Shom, Mistameh, he will eat it there. Elabol Afuki, im ein reshus biyodoi la'ochlon Shom, but it means if he doesn't give him reshus to eat it there, oishu harbei, or there is a lot, he gave him a lot of food. She emshe la'ochlon shom. He's giving him more than one sudir. Also, litnam lefonov, then one is not permitted to give it to him. The havikilu noisnoi amenas lahit. Because then if he gave him more food, or if there's an understanding that he cannot eat in the chotzer, so then it's kiilu, he's giving him the food to take out. The yesh boi mishu maris ayin. And then there's maris ayin. Sheyoin hu shemoiti bishvil Yisrael hu bishlichus. People who see the guy comes into the rishus of the yid, and he comes out, and he's carrying something, so people will say, Downstairs, maybe there's Mr. Balls. Yeah. שאם שמעית לי בשביל ישראל, ובשלי חוסי, and those people will say that he's taking it out for the seed, and he's a שליח to take it out. כמובן בסימן ראש ממזי. Now let us continue, סיב אלן. So he says, ודווקא, let's go further in סיפה, ודווקא שאין יהודי בחוצה. So there's a head there. The guy comes to me in my chotzer and permitted to give him food. What he's going to do with it, that's not my problem. Even if he takes it out, I'm not mechuyim to stop him. But upon him, the way I'm giving him the food is that there is an understanding that holiness is. Aval im oimed bachut. But what if the guy is standing outside? He's standing in the Rishus HaRadim. Uvoshat Yodoy Lifnim. And he goes and he sticks in his hand from the outside. He sticks it into my chotzer. Now, so as we have to understand, this is not going to remain for 24 hours. The hand is not going to be in my chotzer for 24 hours. He's going to take out the food from my chotzer into the Rishus HaRadim. Yeah, but here this is a gzeira. People will say, and he will not say, here I'm giving it for him. He's not doing anything for me. He's taking it for himself. And this is a gzeira, people will think that I told them to take it out. Because if it's... That's a light plug. There's a light plug of Amaris Ayin. They asked it. She yedua hu she yaitiyanu. Number one. So in such a case, if he sticks in his hand and he asks, can I have something to eat? And if I give it to him, there's an understanding he's going to take it out. Oy litein loy shah hafeitim she derech lohaiti. Or I'm not giving him food. I'm giving him something else in my chotzer, which there's an understanding that he's going to take it out. I'm not giving him food. There's nothing to eat. I'm giving him a package, and he's going to take it out. It's for him. He's going to take it out. So then I'm not allowed to give it to the guy. Even the guy is standing inside, but we have to understand that if you give it to the guy is going to carry it out. The mamelitz otam. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Uposhat yodei lifnim. Uvazeh afilu layitneim ayisrael yodei. So I don't put it into his hand. That's the halacha the kishayla. I put into his hand, I'm making an akira in Shabbat. Ele yikable miyata Yisrael. No, he takes it out of the Yid's hand. The Yid is holding it, and he takes it out of the Yid's hand. So he's making the akira and the anoche. The ein oita Yisrael shum akira, and for lochi also. The kivin shayodua. This is understood, Shayotiano. That means he's just going to take it out. Yaimro, again, so we have this problem. People will say, the Bishli Husay Maitri. Kocholshkein Limsay Liyadoi. To pick up from the Chotza and to put in his hand. That's not a Marasai of the Kishaiwa. That's a Shilu Shabbos of the Kishaiwa. The also mishum akira of lekamon b'simishim memzayim. That means he's doing part of meleches eitzah. He picked it up from the rishus hayochid. He gave it to the goy, and the goy came to make the hanoch and the rishus haram. So that is also house. Or that's also mitarapon lekamon b'simishim memzayim. Oy litein loy. Or a second case, that even the guy is in the chotzer, but I'm giving him something that I know it's not full. He won't eat it. He's going to take it out. Actually, I don't put it in his hand. I put it in front of him. But even sheyadua sheyotzi, whatever, I'm giving him a package. Everyone knows he's not going to eat up the package. The package is in food, so he's going to take it out. Also, again, because these cases, the Yainu, the Mishli, who say, Maitzi, okay, now, people will say that he is taking it out, Mishli, Chazayisrael, so there's an Issa of Mazatai. Now, let us go further than the Mechabas. Afilu im hachafetim shel eini Yehudi. Now we have here a bigger chiddush. Till now we were speaking about that the Yid gave the goy something that belonged to the Yid, and the goy is taking it out. So there is a magasayin that people will think that the Yid gave this to the goy to take it out for him. So because of this marasayin, it is also. What is if I'm giving the goy something that belongs to the goy? That is true. We'll see. But again, the whole shaila is also because no one knows, and They'll assume that the Yid told the Goy to take it out for him. The minute we... because the minute we know, or who we could know, and the situation is that it's the Goy's thing, so Lemaitre, like till now we were talking as follows. I gave him something. I gave him food. No, so it's my thing. And now he's taking it out. So people are seeing, in reality, he's taking out my thing. Now the whole shaila is, why is he taking out my thing? So people will say, because you told him to take it out. But if the thought is, I'm not giving him my thing, I'm giving him his thing. So what is being done, so now the pool that is happening, he's taking out his thing. In the smallest iron, they will see the way make will see medical coolers over here. Because the thing of Marius Stein Chazal did not make the cases. You look around, you look, you have 20/20 eyesight, so you don't have 20/20 eyesight. When Chazal made an Issa of Marasayim, they did not differentiate. Well, see, there is one case that the Mishnah Bir Halacha says if it's pitch black at night and no one can see, there's a spoiler to be made. Then could be the Zohar of Marasayim, the whole thing is of Shashad of the Rabbanot, and then there's the Kula of the Mishnah Bura. But like this, but by day, we didn't want to differentiate if someone's a block away, 10 feet away, he will see, he won't see. The Chazal didn't differentiate. Now, so, afilu imachatritim shaleini Yehudi. So now, so we'll see the way the Mechaber says it. So the Mechaber is telling us a bigger chiddush. We'll see it's not so cautious. But the Mechaber is telling us a bigger chiddush. That means even though if someone would be aware of what is happening over here, I'm giving him his thing. It could be the whole Israel was, and I'm giving him my thing. So people say, I'm told to take out my thing. But if it's his thing already, so the whole thing that is being construed is because of a chasson and yediyah. That, I mean, they don't know what the story is. So, but the Mechaber says, no. Afilu machafetim shalaini Yehudi, shaloi eini yediyah, shachafetim shalaini Yehudi. That is what the Mechaber says, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know that it belongs to the guy. So the Mechaba Atzam. Period. So it could be, it would be different. Afilu Machafeshim Shalaini Yehudi. Mistur Yisim Oy Afilu. The tour has Oyakilu. And the tour is going, the Mephoshim say the tour is going on the previous case. Sheyadua hu sheyotia. No, it's speaking about not that the guy is in my chotah. The guy is standing outside. And so it said before, I'm not allowed to give the guy. Because I know he's going to take it out. And then that's the Mustafa, and that's the tool says, Afilu is the guy's thing to choose. The tool he said, Oy Afilu, who gives you that the Leo Koi. Then you the I made Bahut, the Koi should you only with me. But was there, in such a case, that the guy is standing outside, and he's getting it from me, and that clear he's going to take it out. Afilu imachatechim shalaini yudi yesh maratai shayayimu shayisolem shamayisoliyoni. The guy standing outside, so there is a maratai. Avol, but according to the truth is that shayimed b'chotza muta roseis lefono. But if he's standing in the chotza, so that means in the place where I'm giving it over to him, if someone would be here, they could find out, they could see what's happening. That means if the guy is standing outside and I'm giving it to the guy is sticking it in his hand. So the mele there is a shash, people don't know what's happening. But if the guy is inside and the guy comes to me, give me my thing. Oh, here's your thing. So inside the Maris Ayin is not stop Alukshaimit Bachotza, but the loss is Laponov, the Loi Gazrinen Kulai Hai Bachadachim Shalaini Yudi, from Rinen the Roya Oitri Shemoitri Achaka. That means, right, I gave it to him here in the Chotza, I gave it to him, the Chotza gave him his name. Later, he's taking it out. So, when you see him take it out, he'll know Shachapetim Shalaini Yehudi. So, Mekitza, we have to understand one thing so far. The Mishnah Berurah brought down this shot. This is a Magen Avraham and a Taz, this is Chelkin, but the Mishnah Berurah brought down this shot. So, it comes out. La Halachis, the Baal the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel, that if inside the chotah, I give the guy his thing, it's mutter. So that is lemaite what how the Mishnah Berurah the vilest paskens. Fine. So now we know a cooler that if inside the chotah you give him his thing, so by mele, this chash will take it out. People will think. If you'd be inside, you'd see well, what's happening. So they didn't make such a data. Fine. My yard. The guy came into my yard. And I'm in my yard, I'm giving him his thing. So if you'd be standing here, you'll see everything what's happening. 10 minutes later, he goes out. So now, the guy that's standing outside, oh, he gave him to carry it out. Yeah. You would be inside, you would think, well, what's happening? So they weren't going to so much. Right. Now, let's go further. The afilu, the yichad lay mocking me ba'oichain. Yesh lahachnel. Now the Gemara is saying, "Biyichad leimokim." Let us just say the translation, and then we're going to explain this. We are speaking about a mashkin within Mishnah Berurah. We're speaking about as follows. Let's just explain this before we learn in the meaning. We're speaking about such a case. The goy gave a mashkin to a yid. That means the goy borrowed money. He gave a mashkin to a yid. Now the goy, so halachically, who does the mashkin belong to? Halachically, the who? No, the mashkin belongs to the yid. If you give, you borrow something about chayv kain the mashkin, halachically, the mashkin belongs to the yid. Now, fine. That's number one. He gave him, let's say, he gave him a radio. He gave him, that's the mashkin. He gave him a radio. Fine. The yid rented out a place for him. Listen, I'm not going to listen to the radio. I'm renting out a place, this closet. It's yours. You give me a penny. You don't give me a penny. I'm renting out this closet to you for your radio. Your radio is a mashkin. I'm not going to hold your radio in my house. I'm renting out the closet to the guy. Now, so we hear here a guy's radio, which really is a mashkin to the yid, that is rented out, and the radio is in a place that's rented out to the guy. And the guy comes into my house, he goes to the closet and takes out the radio. Now, if we would assume for 1 minute, or let's think, not of the oimek halacha. We will assume the radio is the goy. It's the goy's radio, which is true. Let's forget about Uchav Mashkin. It's the goy's radio. The radio was taken out from the goy's closet. I rented him a closet to hold the radio there. So the guy comes into my house, but he's not taking it out from my shoot. He's taking out his radio from his closet and going out. So theoretically, this doesn't go into the Gzeira of Chazal. The Gzeira of Chazal was that if a guy comes into your house and takes out your thing from your house, so Lamaite, he took out your thing from your house. So people, that is the truth. He took out your thing from your house. People say, why is the guy taking out my thing from my house? Because I told him to. So this is a matter of sign. But let's look at this case before we'll see the Oymek HaDvarim. The guy took out his radio from his closet. So halachically, if this would not be the case, this never went into the Gzeira. Chazal made a Gzeira. You're not allowed to give a goy your thing in your house. That was the Gzeira. But if I'm giving him his thing and he takes it out of his closet, there never was such a Gzeira. It's irrelevant what the people don't know. Al Kaponim, when Chazal made the Gzeira of Gedolah, the guy is going into your house and taking your thing, and he's taking it out. So now the whole silence, why is he taking out your thing from your house? That'd be a cool thing. But if the guy is taking out his thing from his house, from his closet, theoretically, the Gzeira should not be applicable. But the Gemara is talking about this case, and the Gemara says, "Afilu b'yichad lo'imokai mi'bo'oidyoi." Abilu is meyachid mokim that this place is rented out to the guy. Yes, we could be machmer. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is going to explain this. The yichid loy mokim, I know. Im hoyo hachefet memushkin eitel yisot. Now he says what the case was. The chefet was a mashkin by the yid. I gave him a mokim alachavit. Why? Because you don't look at the case superficially the way we explained it till now. The chayfin of the mushkinetu Yisrael avikishaloi. The chayfin belongs to the yid because he's going to Damascus. And omar se yichel loy mokin loy ma'ani nitrizus loy kanye. La locha we paskin that chizus means he's renting from me. Chizus means he has a right to use my property. Chizus does not mean it's sold to him. Chizus means it's mine, and I gave him a right to use my place. He can be shumahitai from a mele. So therefore, in this case, with the mashkin, with the closet, it doesn't help. Because the mashkin belongs halachically to the yid. The mokim also belongs to the yid, even though it was rented out to the goy. So the story is that the goy is taking the yid thing from the yid to the shul, and this falls into the gzeire that Chazal had. That is what the Gemara is talking about. See, base. Hey, now we're going to see in three cases a whole bunch of Atayra. Heiche de ike mishum darke sholem. If there is a problem of darke sholem, we'll see in the Mishnah exactly what the case is. Oy be'ein Yehudi alom, or the guy that I'm handling with is a powerful guy. He's going to make tzoris. He's not a danger, but he's going to make tzoris if I don't let him take it out. Look at Lossley's way. I'm allowed to give it to him. The guy comes into my house. The guy comes into my house and he wants to take out something. Finish wants to take it out. And he's a powerful guy. He'll make dollars for me. Come to start telling him in a book. You're not allowed to. He doesn't have a shulchan aruch in front of him. Come a mele. Listen, I want to take it out. I got some talks. Come a mele, or we're talking about a case. I feel with it's the guy's thing. But whatever the case is, when I feel Allah would be awesome, but he's a god of the alam. We'll see the case in Darkei Sholem in a minute. If the guy is powerful, he's going to make tzoris. So the guy sends a messenger to me. Give this messenger this and this. He should bring it to me. Speculator is speaking about Erev Pesach Shechaliyah Pishakot. And I was under the impression I'm going to have five guests, and I left over five bukalas and five bottles of schnapps, so we thought we'd finish it by the end of the night. And then the five guests don't come. And I had in my house my bukalach and the bottles of schnapps. It wasn't sold. I was under the pressure of being eaten. So I'm allowed to call a guy, please take it out. I want to give this to you. No, take it out. You take it out. So that we were answering to now. That people might say, I told them to take it out. I'm allowed to give it. This is a mitzvah seen by Mishnah Berurah. I'm allowed to tell the guy, take it out. I'm giving it to you. This is Kesuvtai. Three cases. Now we will see the Mishnah Berurah wise. Mishum Darkei Sholem. What's the gate of Darkei Sholem? Kegoin Eina Yehudi Shecholom. There's a guy that's sick. Visholach Achel Machel Yisrael. And he knows whenever he's sick, he eats my chicken soup, it does wonders. So he sent a shliach with a thermos bottle. He filled up the thermos bottle with hot chicken soup. He gave it to him. So the shliach will bring it to him. Will carry it. No, the shusharab will see. That's get number one. So here the shazatfil explains that if he's not sick. So sometimes they want my chicken soup. I'll tell the shliach, he shows him alone. He can talk with him. He can say, if you come over, you can have the chicken soup to cover goggles, but I'm not allowed to send it to you. I'm not allowed to finish. The guy will understand. You want to come, you don't say? But I just, I'm not allowed to send it to you. But if the guy is sick, So that's the case of Zaki Shalom. The Zaki Shalom is a guy. And I can't tell him, you're not allowed to send with a shliach, because he knows that you're allowed to send with a goyish shliach. And if I don't send this, it'll be missing Zaki Shalom. That's case number one. Case number two, I may you the alum, he wants his thing. He wants them now. But I'm saying Shash Sakona Badova, but he's a powerful guy, he don't make sense. Who Adin Litzayrach Mitzvah? The Litzayrach Mitzvah was a case, it was Erev Pesach Shalit L'Shabbat. But Avda also Litain Laini Yehudi. Im Yoideya Shayotiach HaPesach Mibesoy L'Shut Sarabim B'Shabbat. I'm Shalei B'Shlichus Yisrael. He says, how do we understand this? I'm not allowed to give a guy something if I know he's going to carry it out outside, even if I didn't tell him. V'chol Shkein Kshu'u B'Shlichus, here I'm telling the guy to carry it out. Mikol Bokim Yitiru B'chol Eilu. So why would they matter? Mishum de l'didon lahar be'poiskim einlono rishus arabim de'ayayset. Now let us just elaborate for 1 minute. There's a machlokes harishonim. What are the requirements for rishus to get a shem rishus arab? The machaber further says, as long as it's 16 amas wide, that means directly 32 feet, and there's a rabbi that goes there, that goes through there, that is a deliverer of shusarab. Memele tosa. Then there's a yesh aimrim that hold you need 600,000 people using this shusarab every day in order for it to become a shusarab. The Yeshayma, not in the Shaila Haltapaskis. So many boys give hold that we pass to like the second day. So we pass to like the second day, we don't have an emphasis to the Shusarab. It's not so shriek, maybe even that. You could have like this, it's not such a shriek because to have the 600,000 people use this area every day. So the male, we don't have an emphasis to the Shusarab. So the Talmudist, it's only us who need the Rabbanim. To tell a guy to carry in a kambalist is a shwus to shwus. Now we are playing around with two derabonos. I mean, I'm telling the guy to carry in a kambalist, if we will assume that we don't have an emissary shusahav. So by these three cases, I'll start kisholim. Start kisholim is something. A goy alum is also something. That he's a powerful guy, he makes doses. A soyish mitzvah, that's the famous Most of us mostly shows from working with Sahib, Hamas in my house. It's Arab, Kaikh of Shalis, Bishab. I had not given him the Hamas. I'm going to take it out of my house, please. So, Mamela, so in these three cases, we are Saimach on the Poiskins who hold that we don't have an emissary of Shusahab, is one of them. So, Mamela, Kamas also Shmus, the Shmus, the Mokin Mitzvah, the Mokin. So that means we are stretching our neck, even though there's other place can also. In these three cases, we are samech on those paiskim, and we permit to send a goy to carry out from our house to a reshus haram. We are samech that it's not a real reshus haram. When we don't have these three cases, we're baptized from Kanoos. He's not even allowed to give to us, so if he might take it out. So that means in these three cases, it's Akeisholem, which is very important, to Agayalem, or the Tayyus Mitzvah. Here we are very. We are the death of Shmus Babakif. Now, but it says, when we come back inside, we say, good. Think that we have any use, but don't give it over into the next guy. Because then you're a Mechalu Shabbos, me the Ramon Mach. The minute you don't have a heads up, she was the Mokim Mitzvah. If I'm going to pick up the bottle of schnapps from the ground and give it to the guy, and the guy's going to take it outside, so I made it like Kiri, the guy made it another. So I was Mechalu Shabbos, me the Ramon Mach. I was a little bit of a The guy wants that he's coming with a big jug, and he wants I should pour all my schnapps into his jug. So I can accommodate him. Yes, Lisa, she have me then provides. I'll put down the jug on the ground, and I'll pour it into the jug, but so when the yid is pouring it in, he's making an akiras. He's pouring into a reshus hayachid. There's no akira from a reshus hayachid. Later, the guy makes akira in the nachs. Chomet mi beisik ein erapecha shechal b'shabbos. There's a base of Shkaliyas Bishabbos, so it may live. There's a mitzvah. Steve Gimel. Muta lahachlev mashkin Bishabbos in hu malbish. Vi yoytiyanu dazach malbish ki ein zematzu maton. Ken zematzu maton. Now let's just explain what we say two kumas over here. A guy is coming, a guy wants to I have a mashkin. My mashkin. The guy gave me his coat as a mashkin. Right? Now the mashkin is mine. Now for the guy to come in and this two problems will be able to speak one at a time. The guy wants this coat. He wants this coat. It's actually outside. He wants to go. This is the winter coat. What am I going to say if I'm asking? He's coming in with a spring coat. He's going to leave here the spring coat. I'm asking. He wants to take out the winter coat. So there are two inyanim which are happening now. There's one inyan who's going to take out the coat. He's coming in, and we just said before, a mashkin is considered mine. He's going to take out my coat into the shusharam, and there's a shayla ma'asayim. That was it. He's about to come into my house to take out my thing. But the vial, this, well, when I give it to him, it still seems it's still mine. That isn't from the other coat. I mean, it's still mine, number one. So that's one problem. I'm giving him my coat. Giving him my coat. So that is a nice. Let him wear it. But he has to carry it. Let him wear it. So my mailer, the grain comes in with a spring coat. He comes out with a winter coat. There's no problems. No, there's no carrying whatsoever. So my mailer, the whole patch that I told them to, people see is my thing. He's not carrying it. He's wearing it. So of this problem, if that which the guy is taking out, he's not carrying, he's wearing, no problem. There's no part of time. I told him to put it on. Time. To put it on. So there's no problem. It is time. There's another problem over here. It looks like it's a master mountain over here. That is. They're exchanging the maskers. I'm giving him this, he's giving me that. So that, the Mahabha says, is also no problem. This is not my character. He owed you money. He gave you one? No, the Master is totally a little without him a lot. They're talking about business is also. But this is not called business. This is not called a business. We're changing the maskins. He owes me money. He gave me for one maskin. Now I want to take that mask. So these are the two Chidushim of the Mechabos. If the guy will wear the coat, number one, the mashkin is wearable. So then this whole thing is mutter. There's no masamatus. There's no pshash. Now let us see the Mechab anyway. Mutter lahachliv mashkin b'shabes imu malbish. I mean, it's not a malbish. With something else. It's a radio. And he's going to bring something else. And that's the thing. It's about Malbush. V'yoytiyanu derech Malbush. But so he should take it out. It's not good that it's a coat. He has to wear the coat. Ki ein de mato umato. That's a cold mato. V'gam v'yitzchel mutim v'inyin zem yitzchel tos l'lovshoy. The same scenario we can have by two Yidden. That means that Reuven borrowed from Shimon and he gave him a shtreimel for a mashkin and he forgot to pick it up and now it's Shabbos already. So he's coming he'll exchange something else for where his winter coat. Come to the Yid and give him the winter coat and give me the shtreimel. There's also mutter. This is mutter from my two Yidnes. This is not called Masa Masa. That's it. The Gambi Yisrael mutter bring his own Yisrael toich lalomsha. He needs the shtreimel, so it's mutter. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Derech Malbush. The Yilav Ochi, if it's not Derech Malbush, also. So then the guy can't go out of my house to carry the mashkin. Kishach ha-feishim shal Yisrael. Kivin shemo mushkonem etzloi. The yomru the Yisrael tzivo loiti. Again, if it belongs to the Yid and the guy is taking it out, that's too much for it. People will say, the guy told him to take it out. Chanal b'siv kod m'chad. Me, you mean, yeah. We shouldn't forget what we learned in the previous season. If the guy is a powerful guy, he doesn't want to put on the coat. He's not Jewish. He wants to carry out the coat. Lisa Alam, is a powerful ghost. The whole got me canal. We're handling with a powerful guy. Don't teach him Shulchan Aruch and keep quiet. We need Acha. And we have a different mask. Kosher Baguta, Kuadin. Now we're talking about something more Nitshabistic. Ain't the Yehudi Minir Hamoy? No, he wants back his coat. And when Matthew is giving him another coat, he's giving the money. He borrowed $1,000 from him. He left a Pashkin a coat. He comes in with $1,000. He puts $1,000 on the table. He wants the coat. Is this mutter? Is this called Master Mat? So the goodness says, who has any men you demeanor, Hamboy, it's been late to a Pashkin, I'm sure. It's also mutter. But don't make any hijabinus. He left you $1,000, so if he left you $800, there's another mask in the switch. Don't make any hijabinus. He takes the money, he gives down, puts down the money, he wears the coat, Shalom al Yisrael. This is also mutter. Again, because this is not Mekech or Memkeh. This is, he owed you money, he wants back his maskin, not Mekech or Memkeh. But, yes, Billy Rabbi Mashmit to say that, no, this is a little too far. The Sheminiach Moi Mezik Master Mask. If he comes in, this already is, he's coming in and he puts down $1,000 and he takes the coat and someone's standing there and he's looking in there. It's not really too far. So the mailer, to switch a mask in the mailer, but to give money in those. Only the Dane Rocky was there. Key in Shane, you the Alon. Great, and Alon, then you don't. And we come back in this. The Yochel Agilim is a Hefstis. The Gun Shane Maskin Shabba Kessel Hadoymes, Yeshlich Machalamogin Abom the Taishri Shabbat. That means like this. Coat was worth $800. That was all that the guy had for a Maskin. Now he's coming in with $1,000. I take now the $1,000, I'm sure to get paid. But no. And wait till after, who knows what will happen after Shabbos, because I'll be stuck with the coat and I'll lose $200. If there's a shash exit, we have a machlekes, the Mognabon, one can be sent behind the Mognabon. Another thing, the yid, the guy is switching coats, the yid shouldn't touch anything. We had a case by a yid that he came in to get his shtreimel, which was a mask, and getting the coats. Yes, because he the boy. To be Israel, I met the master Martin Elkemashi like. By the looks, I'm giving him a shrine, I'm lending him a shrine. The whole thing is by he that doesn't look so too bad. Vimbo, I ain't you the little mashkoine. Then I Israel, mom in law, and Israel, Achel, the shoy, Larry, Baburai, Gossam, Misham, Mintai, Herzacha. Now, I just want to say, Bikitsa, this is a new case over here. A guy came to take his mashkin. And if the guy comes to take the mashkin, there's a big problem over here. So he's not giving me as if it's a mashkin, he's taking this mashkin. He needs this, it's very important. Sometimes, what would the guy do? I need only money. So there's another yid there that's a friend of the guy. The other yid says, listen, I'll be Makabal, I'll be Anzachai. Let him take his coat, let him take his mashkis. I'll be Makabal, I'll be. And the guy gives him 20 brachas, and so the thing is, that yid, you're not allowed to do this. To be Makabal, I'll be Anzachai in Shabbat. This is Mim Tehepta. This is Mim Shabbat. Tushel to become an olive and a choy to be metabol arthus. This is also to do on Shabbos. So the guy can stream from today to tomorrow. Don't be a choy bechachem to be metabol arthus, because this is also. Now, let us learn, fine. Sim Dalit. Pat. Sha'ofa eini Yehudi la'atmai v'shabbos, yesh oichim v'yesh matira. Now, this is a very interesting shaila. A goy baked bread for himself on Shabbos. Now, I just want to give out the domain, which will be negated tomorrow, Mir Tashem. The Bir Halacha says, let's get a clarification.
How is it?
The din is, you're not allowed to eat pas balabayis of a goy. It means that a goy bakes bread for himself. You're not allowed to eat it. Kosher, you're not allowed to eat it. They were only matter pas palta. Pas from a bakery.
No.
But pas balabayis is also not allowed to eat. Fine. But pas palta is the makim shenot v'lochol. You're allowed to have it. There's a mashkiah bit, but it's no problem. Pas palta, you're allowed to have. Now, so the goy baked bread on Shabbos. He's a bakery store. I was nishken Shabbos. He baked 200 breads. And now he has customers. Goy should customers. Now, the shaila is, he baked it for himself. Now, all of a sudden, comes out, I need bread. For some reason, am I allowed to use this bread? Oh, very good. That's one of the reasons of the oicha. To al kotonim, he said it's noila. That means that before Shabbos there was no bread. Now there's a bread. So to shaila of mukta noila, like this is another thing. So that's also very good. We'll see 2 days. Anyway, that is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. We'll stop here. Yesh oilin, oilin v'yesh matirim. Others say a yid is not allowed to eat his bread. It wasn't baked for him, it was baked for the store. And the store is going to your customers. So others say he's not allowed to eat the bread, and others say he's allowed to eat the bread. There's an Asian woman. What's the problem with an Asian? Oh, here I used.
What is that?